Hey there, Darius here, and I want to talk to you about making money, following your passion, and being authentic while combining all of those things. So everybody wants to be rich, everybody wants to make money, and more than ever, people are obsessed with it. So there's a lot of content online about how to make money and, I don't know, with dropshipping, Airbnb, real estate, whatever. I don't know. There's so much stuff. It's hard to keep track of it. But in this episode, I want to share the most important thing. So if you're thinking about starting a business or if you're thinking about doing anything online and you want to make a living or you want to do it as a side gig, it doesn't matter. Remember that authenticity is the most important thing, whether you are a solo brand or a content creator or a real business, a brick and mortar business, or digital business, it doesn't matter. So I published a new article today called 5 Steps to Making Money from Your Passion. And in the article, you can read the 5 steps. And it's honestly not that complicated stuff. The main message is to find something that you are interested in and is useful to the economy, because making money is all about solving problems. It's about creating value. And a lot of folks have this idea that you can just make money out of nothing, because over the last decade plus, and particularly with the rise of tech companies and startups, a lot of us have this idea that you can just create money out of nothing, just like in the stock market. But the thing is that the stock market is not that way. The stock market is built on actual businesses, and these businesses create value in the economy. They create products and services, and they solve problems, and then in return they get money, and of course they put up a profit, because the profit is the incentive. Without a profit, why would someone even build a business? So that system works really well. But a lot of folks have this wrong idea that you can just create the right business and then you become rich. You just have to be lucky or be at the right place or time. And they think it's about kind of financial engineering or making the right decisions or finding hacks or tips or stuff online to become rich somehow. I don't know what people are thinking, but honestly, if I spend some time almost every day, not every day, but I spend time on YouTube, on Instagram, not really on TikTok, but I kind of hear what's going on from folks around me. But my goal is always to see what is on the mind of people right now, so I can provide commentary if necessary or provide insights that are actually useful or proven. And this is one of those things, because I see a lot of this type of content online that says, oh yeah, just do this and this, and oh, look at this person. He made $1 million in 18 months. Or, yeah, I made $1 million with writing. And it's all about the outcomes. Everybody starts with the outcome. It's the same framework. Yeah, I started 10 businesses and I made $5 billion or whatever. Here are 10 lessons I learned. And it's all the same stuff, right? People just repeat the same. And I get it, because it's a business, right? People need to create content, and that's the business that they are in. And I'm in that business, of course, as well. I am not in the business of creating social media content, so that's how I set myself apart. My business is to write books that endure, that you can always read and learn from, because I focus on skills and underlying principles, systems, you name it, evergreen stuff. But yeah, look, the content stuff is like a business, you know? So we have this idea that, you know, business and making money is like a formula, you know? Just do that or do these things that I'm telling you and you'll become rich like me, you know? And because people always start with the outcome, like, oh yeah, I made $2 million, I made $5 million, I am a solo business and I make $5 million a year. And I get it, because anyone who sees that, including me, if I see something like that on YouTube, I'm like, hey, that's interesting. Who doesn't want to make $5 million a year? And they, of course, know this. And also, I will bet that most of these folks lie because who's going to check them, right? And they compete with each other and whatever. But of course, you can't trust them. But the thing is that it is impacting you if you consistently consume that content because it's distracting. It distracts you from the real economy, which is based on value. Look, for example, on Twitter, right? How many active people are there on Twitter? I think something like 300 million or something is like nothing. It's just a very specific community of people who are the same. And of course, Instagram, YouTube is really broad, but still there's a lot of similar content. But the thing about making money is that it's always the same. It's real value if you want to do it the honest way. And I recommend everybody to start out honest and start with authenticity. Look at underlying values or underlying problems that you are solving. Because look, there's so many online businesses and people that are in this ecosystem, particularly in the AI space and online creators. And it's kind of an ecosystem where people sell each other stuff and services, etc. What is that really changing in the lives of people? Look, if you create a software or service that is making other people's lives simpler or better, or you help them save time, it's a very noble thing. But if it's just something that helps people to make money by selling the same type of products, and it's an ecosystem where you sell to each other and you're not changing anything about the world except making other people rich, like cryptocurrencies. And I know a lot of people are a fan of it and see a lot of applications in cryptocurrencies. And Bitcoin is doing really well. You know, it's an asset class. But what is the underlying value? What's the underlying problems that those things are solving? It's the same thing with gold. A lot of folks like it, but value investors say, you know, what's the purpose? What is gold going to do? And now, of course, gold also actually has practical purposes as well. It's not only used as jewelry, but also in the industry of goods and products and technology. It's used as a metal. But the point is that if you want to start with a business, or if you are running a business, what are the problems that you are solving? And are you doing it in a real and authentic way? So, you know, I can give you an example. So my background is, of course, I studied business, but I started a business with my dad in 2010. And we started buying and selling industrial laundry equipment. And the machines that we bought, we had staff, and then we would refurbish them. We would improve them. We would buy them at a very low price, improve them, sell them at a high price. And then, of course, the margin was ours. Now, we did the people a service from whom we bought the machines, right? We went to these laundries and we said, hey, we can buy this stuff off you, because they wanted to get new machines. Like, yeah, we'll basically deinstall it for you and remove it so you don't have to do anything about it. And we would get it at a really low price. Then we had people at work and then refurbish the machines, put some new parts in them, sell them to another laundry who doesn't want to buy a new machine, doesn't have a budget, or doesn't want to spend the money, right? And we give them a refurbished machine at a really decent price compared to a new machine. So three parties are benefiting: the company that is selling the old equipment, we, because we have work and we put people to work, and then the company that we are selling to, which is buying a product at a lower price and a good product because it has new parts and it operates better and is reliable, and we give them warranty on the refurbished parts. So we provide something of value. We improve the lives of the people who work at these laundries, and we just provide a very small contribution to the bigger whole of the industry, you know? And all of these businesses do the same, you know? One person comes in and does the maintenance, another company provides steam equipment, you know, for the laundry. And there are so, like, in one laundry, there are dozens of suppliers that work with them. And this is how the real economy works. And my first few years of having experience there taught me very important lessons that if you provide real value and you solve real problems, you get rewarded from it, especially if you're smart, by taking a little bit risk. And that's the ultimate thing. You know, a lot of people forget about it, that entrepreneurship is risk. Investing is also risk. And you have to be honest and authentic about those things, because if you try to lie yourself to making some money and you try to trick people, or you try to sell them products that are not valuable or not better, people will know after a while. And then what do you want to do? Jump onto something else or to other people? And a lot of people make money that way because the world is big. And even if you are a scammer, you can keep on scamming other people. So it's not like you can't you can't make money by scamming. People prove us that it's possible. It's just not a way that I would want to make money. And I think most people don't want to do. So yeah, authenticity, being genuine, and at the same time, appreciating capitalism, which is that you don't have to be embarrassed or feel bad about making money. Okay, if you provide service, you get rewards from it. But again, it has to be in an authentic way. So for me, the way that I operate my business or career is that I want to write really valuable books that enrich the lives of others, and create courses that enrich the life of others. But I'm not going to do it in a dishonest way. I'm not going to trick people. I'm not going to lie about results. I'm not going to put out courses or products with crazy pricing. My books have been the same price for past 5 years or something or more. My courses also have been the same price for the past 4 years. So I'm not in the business of making money. I'm in the business of performing what I love to do. I'm in the business of solving problems. And of course, that also comes with a reward. The better you do, the more you are rewarded. And I think that is a very healthy and honest way of living, and also of keeping the economy alive. And if everybody keeps doing that, we'll just keep growing. And I think people are doing that, because otherwise the economy wouldn't grow. And ultimately, that's what makes sure that our economy keeps growing. And it's also one of the reasons that I keep investing in the stock market, because I know that the companies that are in the S&P 500 index, 500 largest companies in America, are constantly thinking about how they can improve their products and services. And these are products and services that we all use, you know, whether it's Microsoft software, Apple products, Tesla cars, Boeing airplanes, Delta Airlines, you name it. We all use these products and services. So it's actually improving our lives. All right. Thank you for listening. I hope you found this discussion useful. A lot of things we talked about. So it's not just authenticity and making money. It's also a little bit of economy. But all of these insights will make you more complete as a professional or as a business person and as an investor. So thank you for listening. Like always, until the next episode, take care.